There's this very famous painting by Norman Rockwell that depicts Thanksgiving. And in it, there's this very happy, smiling family around a table, and the mother brings out this huge, perfectly carved turkey, and I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's by Norman Rockwell. And Norman Rockwell was my father's favorite artist. My dad was an artist also. And that painting in particular represented everything that my dad wanted us to be, especially at the holidays. But we were a really small family, black family, struggling to be working class, lived in a little row house in East Baltimore. Yes, we had nice holidays, but not, I guess, what you call a Norman Rockwell painting, and especially this particular Thanksgiving in 1984. Now, I was away at college at Towson, really happy to be independent and on my own, yeah. And my mom called a couple weeks before Thanksgiving and said my dad was acting strangely. He wasn't sleeping at night. He'd get up in pace, and he had all these ideas for these get-rich-quick schemes. He wanted to sell the house and take the money and buy a bigger house and all this other really weird stuff. And she started calling me with stories like that every day. And each story she told me was a little weirder than the one the day before. A couple of days before I was supposed to go home for Thanksgiving, she said that he'd lost his job. And that was really weird for him. Now, my dad at the time was a front desk clerk up at Horizon's house up on Calvert Street. And she said that he'd lost his job because he'd gotten into a big fight, physical fight, an altercation with his boss. Again, it didn't sound like my dad. And to make matters worse, he wouldn't go pick up his last check and wouldn't make arrangements to have it mailed. So she went to get it. When she got there, found out he wasn't the front desk clerk. He was a janitor. Now, that wouldn't have been so bad, but my dad was 68 years old at the time, and he was working there to help me with tuition, which I really didn't like him doing, but he did anyway. And they let him go because the work was really just too physical. He couldn't do it. And he got very upset and evidently belligerent and caused a big fuss, and they had to have security escort him out. Now I was a little worried, so I come home for Thanksgiving. I went to the Poly City game with my boyfriend. We go to Mom's house for Thanksgiving, so it's just me, my boyfriend, Mom, and Dad. He's pacing the whole time. He doesn't sit to eat. He's really not himself. And after the three of us ate, he turned to my boyfriend and said, "Well, son, have I ever showed you my paintings?" Now, my boyfriend had seen all of his paintings a million times, but of course I told him what was happening. So he said, "Oh, well, Mr. Caesar, I haven't. I'll come and take a look at your paintings with you." So he and my mom and my boyfriend went in the living room. Now, my dad grew up in West Virginia, so all of his paintings were big sky, rivers, horses, cattle. It was like having Marlboro ads on the wall. It was kind of weird. But they went to look at the paintings, and they went upstairs to look at the other paintings in the hall. And by I'm sitting at the dining room table, like, really worried. Now, I was supposed to go out that night, but I didn't want to go. I really didn't want to go. And I told my mother, "Ma, I don't want to go. I don't like this." She said, "No, it'll be fine. Go ahead." Before I left, I went to check on him, and he was looking at one of his art books at that very painting I mentioned earlier. I go out, but my mind is really racing. Go to my girlfriend's house, and we were on our way to go out, and something in me just said, "No, I think maybe you should go back home." So I told her to drop me off at my house. I did. I unlocked the door, and there's this commotion coming from upstairs. So I rush up the steps. It's coming from the bathroom, but the door is shut. So I slam the door open, and my dad has his hands around my mother's throat, and he's choking her. And I grabbed him by his shoulders. I kind of ripped him away from her, and I pushed him out, and he went out into the hallway and slumped down. My mother runs out of the bathroom. She runs downstairs. I went over to my dad, and I pushed him a second time, and I run down to try to check on her, and I sort of blindly grabbed the phone, called 911, and said the magic words, "Domestic dispute." So 2 minutes later, 5 police cars in front of the house, 9 Baltimore City officers in the house. My dad was still upstairs when they got there, so they're asking me and my mom what had happened. And my mom is explaining to them. My dad comes running downstairs, and he's cursing and going crazy. But he did calm down when he saw the police. So one of the officers says, "Well, sir, what's going on here tonight? Are you okay? Have you been drinking?" And he's answering. And one of the other officers kind of looks at my dad and says, "Do you mind if we take a look in your eyes?" So my dad agrees. He takes out a little pen flashlight, starts looking in his eyes. Another officer in the back says, "Sir, who painted these pictures?" And my dad says, "Well, I did. I'm an artist." And the officer says, "Well, really, I paint in my spare time, too." So the police officers did some sort of weird telepathy thing. And I'm not sure how they communicated this to each other, but one of the officers said to my dad, "Well, sir, I think we're going to need to take you to the emergency room." And my dad said, "Excuse me? Well, we can tell something's wrong, and it'd be good if we could take you to the emergency room." So I'm praying, "Dad, just go to the emergency room, please." And my dad pauses and looks at the officer and said, "Would you like to see my paintings?" And then the officer paused and said, "Well, sir, if I look at your paintings, will you come with us without fussing?" He said, "Sure. There's more upstairs." So my dad leads the 9 police officers up the steps in our little East Baltimore row house to look at the paintings. And one of them kind of comes off at the end of the line and goes back to my mom and said, "Well, we think it'd be best if we took him over to Johns Hopkins to the emergency room. There seems to be something going on." And he was asking my mom if she wanted to press charges. And she said, "Well, no, not really." In the meantime, I go over and look up the hallway, and they're all standing around the paintings like it was this weird, like, art gallery. All they needed was wine and cheese, and they're pointing and murmuring and ha-ha and light and shadow and oil and watercolor. Norman Rockwell, yes, I love him. And they just, like, they did this for about 10 minutes. And finally, one of the officers said, "Well, sir, you know, we looked at your work. It's really great." And my mom was saying, "Yeah, he really loves to show people his paintings. So we're going to need for you to go with us now." So he agreed to go. They took him downstairs. They handcuffed him, and they agreed to take my mom and me to the hospital in another patrol car. So we ride off to Johns Hopkins, and my mom and my dad and the police go in the back. And I go into the waiting room, and I just collapsed. And 2 hours later, I saw my dad through a television monitor, and he had on a straitjacket, and he was lying on the floor of a rubber room. He was diagnosed with manic depression a couple of days later. And when I went home, I found his book with Norman Rockwell painting in it, and I threw it in the trash.